Sister Anna Ali was born on December the 29th, 1966 at Kipkalyon in Kericho District as the first born child of the late Ali Abdul Rahmani and Priska Nyambura. She grew up in a family with diverse religious backgrounds. While her father was a Muslim, her mother was a devout Catholic, and she had the liberty to practice her faith and raise her children in the Catholic tradition. Sister Anna Ali's spiritual journey began early. Despite her father naming her according to Muslim tradition, her mother ensured that she and her siblings attended catechism classes at the Catholic Church in Kipkalyon. It was during these formative years that Sister Anna Ali experienced her first deep encounter with God. On the 15th of April 1979, during the Easter Vigil, she was baptized and received the first Holy Communion at Kipkalyon Catholic Church. This moment marked a profound change in her life, filling her with an inner joy and peace that sparked her desire to serve God. This longing to dedicate her life to religious service only grew stronger with time. She attended Kipkalyon Primary School and Koru Girls Secondary School, where she obtained a Form 4 certificate. She entered the convent in 1986 in the Pious Union of Jesus, the Good Shepherd Congregation. She made the first religious profession on September 7, 1991 in Rome. However, her journey was not without further trials. Despite being healed from her initial illness, she experienced significant weakness in her right hand in late 1990, impairing her ability to write down the messages dictated by Jesus. This condition worsened following an accident in Perugia in 1991, where she dislocated her right elbow. The first significant apparition occurred on the 16th of April 1987. During this encounter, Jesus communicated a clear and powerful message to Sister Anna. On the 24th of April 1988, Jesus revealed to Sister Anna that her mission involved walking along his painful path for the good of souls. He expressed his desire for her to long to leave the world to be with him forever, and to recognize him in the greatest sufferings. This message underscored her calling to make Jesus known in the sacrament of his love and to intercede for souls through her prayers. The message of the divine appeals is a message of mercy that calls us to repentance, reparation, and atonement for our sins. Jesus asks for sincere prayer for the conversions of humanity. He asks for consolation and adoration in the Most Holy Eucharist. He says, "In the sacrament of my love, I must be exposed, for as I am exposed, I will pour the treasure of my love and mercy to souls." The messages also contain urgent warnings of mercy to mankind. Jesus mentioned of how this is the apocalyptic hour, and how his divine mercy is followed by his divine justice, and that his desire is that mankind be converted through prayers, sacraments, confessions, and the holy sacrifice of the Mass and rosaries. One of the most extraordinary aspects of Sister Anna's visions was the allowance by Jesus to be photographed. This was an unprecedented event, meant to provide tangible evidence of his real presence and to strengthen the faith of souls. The Lord Himself provided explanations for these manifestations. He made Himself visible to bring back souls and to give a warning of mercy. The first divine appeal message was written on the 8th of September 1987, after Jesus instructed her to write the messages. She described that whenever Jesus came, He came with His own powerful light, and the room was filled with a sweet fragrance, which remained in the room for a long time. Sister Anna Ali took private final vows with Reverend Bishop Cornelius Arap Korir and took on the title of Sister Anna Ali of the Most Holy Eucharist as instructed by Jesus in the Divine Appeal Message of 15th October 1998. For 25 years until her death, Sister Anna Ali shed tears of blood every Thursday from midnight of every Wednesday to the whole of Thursday. These phenomena started after her vision of Jesus in the tears of blood. Jesus explained that these tears were a manifestation of his broken heart, particularly due to sacrilegious communions and the irreverent handing of the Holy Eucharist. He conveyed that these acts of profanation deeply wounded him and that Sister Anna's tears of blood were a call to repentance and reparation for these grave sins. Sister Anna Ali was born to eternal life on the 6th of June 2012. Her body was laid to rest on the 16th of June 2012 at St. Patrick's Catholic Parish in Burnt Forest in the Catholic Diocese of Eldoret. Sister Anna Ali, pray for us.